Nick, let's talk about the surveillance files on contactees. First of all, how did you even know where to go look?
You know, it was kind of one of these things where I began to hear accounts from people who said, you know, I was watched, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, well, who watched you? Why were you watched? And one area that came up time and time again with particularly domestic surveillance was the FBI. So I just began kind of like, I guess, like a fishing expedition, sending out freedom of information requests for people in the UFO subject who had died, because that unless the person requests the file themselves, the only way someone else can get hold of them is if the person's passed away. So what I did was, you know, just put out FOIA requests to see if there was any feedback, you know, I'd get confirmation that yes, we've got files or no, we don't. And I was quite surprised, I guess, to find that many of the early seminal contactees, people like George Adamski and George Van Tassel, George Hunt Williamson, Daniel Fry, were all the subject of FBI files, surveillance files of varying lengths. And Van Tassel's and Adamski's files actually ran to three figures, you know, which is pretty extraordinary. And, you know, I think it's unfortunate that today a lot of the contactee history and lore and tales and so on have been forgotten and are dismissed by a lot of people. I actually, personally, I don't dismiss these accounts out of hand at all. I think, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that the contacts that the people had, there seemed to be some sort of deception at work. I don't doubt that in terms of, you know, a lot of people were told that the aliens were coming from Venus, et cetera, and, you know, were given accounts that today seem laughable in terms of their point of origin. But I think, you know, it's possible that if these were genuine encounters with some sort of unknown entity, if you like, that, you know, deception might be used on their behalf to, you know, camouflage their point of origins. But, you know, as I said, the most important and startling thing that I found was that the FBI not only had these files, but were willing to declassify them and make them available. So there are several chapters in the book which detail extensively the FBI surveillance files of all of the early contactees, some well-known ones like Adamski and Van Tassel, and some lesser-known ones as well.
Well, and even like the Adamski, they did take him somewhat seriously, even though, as you say, a lot of people of the moment thought he was off his rocker.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you look at these files, the FBI, for example, visited both Van Tassel and, or I'll stick with Adamski first, they visited Adamski in person and interviewed him extensively about his belief with regard to what aliens were, where they were coming from, why they were here. And they asked him to detail quite extensively as well the nature of his early contacts. And you can actually go through the official FBI files, which talk about how Adamski quite openly related to them, how he'd had these encounters out in the desert, that these objects had landed, and that very human-like aliens with long blonde hair had come out, and that they contact or spoke to him, if you like, by what today, you know, we would call telepathy. I think the documents talk about thought transfers, the terminology used there. But, if, you know, they're talking about some sort of ESP. And the FBI agent sat and listened, you know, very, very interestedly to what he had to say. One of the things that I think interested them and concerned them as well was the fact that Adamski actually said when questioned about the nature of government that the aliens supposedly had, and he said, if you ask me, they're probably communists, which I'm sure didn't go down too well with the FBI. And I think that was one of the reasons why he was watched, was because a lot of the early contactees were quite political. You know, nothing wrong with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. They were, when asked, you know, and they legitimately answered as to what they thought was going on. You know, they weren't just sitting quietly and, you know, keeping their information to themselves. And I think it was because a lot of these early people were quite vocal about their involvement in the subject that's what attracted attention. But again, you know, I think the important point to stress is that, you know, it isn't paranoia if people think that the FBI is watching them because of their UFO interests. We now have hundreds and hundreds of pages of documented evidence showing up. For example, as I said, the FBI visiting Adamski. The George Van Tassel files are in many ways equally of importance, but in some ways far more significant as well. And one of the reasons why is because on several occasions, the Van Tassel FBI files reflect, FBI agents actually went out to some of the conferences and lectures that Van Tassel was speaking at and prepared extensive reports on the way he was talking about flying saucers, about how some biblical legends might be related to encounters with aliens, the world economy, the handling of the UFO subject by the military.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when people say, you know, are conferences monitored by government agencies, I can say yes, for certain they are, because there's a whole four-page memorandum reproduced in the book from the FBI in 1960 when Van Tassel was giving a lecture in Denver, Colorado, and an FBI agent attended it and prepared this full extensive report all about the nature of the conference and what Van Tassel was speaking about. And more importantly, this guy was obviously a plainclothes guy, sat in the audience, just for all intents and purposes appearing to be, you know, a normal member of a UFO audience.
Right.
And of course, now that we can actually document this finally, it does make me wonder how many more of these events have been covered and monitored. And again, there's a whole section in the book on the way in which the intelligence services monitor conferences. But I mean, aside from Adamski and Van Tassel, Daniel Fry, who was another contactee of the time, there are files on him. He spoke about meeting, again, human-like aliens near the White Sands missile range in the late 1940s and early 50s. Truman Betterham, another one who wrote about, again, meeting human-like aliens, and George Hunt Williamson, who was also allied with Adamski and wrote a book about the subject. These guys were all watched very, very closely by the FBI. Pretty much in the period 52 through to the late 50s, although in Van Tassel's case, he was watched right up until 1965. So there was pretty much about a decade and a half of quite deep surveillance of George Van Tassel. It certainly tailed off towards the end. But, you know, again, this is a prime example of the ways and means and the whys and the wherefores as to why this surveillance is going on. And, you know, I'm quite sure that, as I said, most people, or a lot of people, unfortunately, dismiss the subject of contactees today. But, you know, to find that 50 years ago, not only was it the UFO research community looking into these accounts, but the FBI was running around the country like headless chickens.
That tells you they were either wasting their time, which I don't think they were, or they were taking this pretty darn seriously.
Oh, they were. You know, I mean, you know, it sounds bizarre, but the files, I said, have now been declassified. And as you say, if it wasn't a waste of the taxpayers' money, which I don't think it was, somebody was very, at an official level, was very, very interested in knowing what the contactees were saying, who they were talking to, the nature of the alien visitations, why they were here, what they wanted. And, you know, one of the central themes was this issue that we should all lay down our atomic weapons and, you know, try and live in peace together. And again, you know, the FBI were looking into why they were saying this.